Revelation chapter 6. Then I watched, while the Lamb opened one of the seven seals on the book. I heard one of the four beings say, "Come." It spoke very loudly with a voice like thunder. I looked, and I saw a white horse. The person who was riding the horse held a bow. Someone gave him a crown. He had fought against many people, and he had won. Now he rode out on his horse to win against many more people. Then the Lamb opened the second seal. I heard another of the beings say, "Come." Then another horse came out. This horse was bright red, like fire. The person who was riding the horse had authority. He could take peace away from the earth, so that people killed each other. Someone gave him a large sword. Then the Lamb opened the third seal. I heard the next being say, "Come." I looked, and I saw a black horse. The person who was riding the horse held something in his hand. He used it to weigh things. Then I heard a sound like somebody speaking among the four beings. The voice said, "A liter of wheat is worth one day's work. And 3 liters of barley is also worth one day's work. But do not destroy the olive oil and the wine." Then the Lamb opened the fourth seal. I heard the last being say, "Come." I looked, and I saw a gray horse. The name of the person who was riding the horse was Death. The place for dead people, called Hades, was following near to him. They had authority to kill people in a quarter of the earth. They could kill people in different ways. They could kill them in wars. They could cause people to die, because there was no food. They could cause people to become very ill so that they died. They could also cause wild animals to kill people. Then the Lamb opened the fifth seal. I saw an altar where people offered gifts to God. I saw the souls of some of God's people under the altar. These people had died, because they had believed God's message. They had continued to speak the true message about Jesus Christ. That is why people had killed them. These believers called out loudly, "Lord, you have all authority. You are completely good. You always do what is right. When will you decide to judge the people who live on the earth? Do not wait. You should quickly punish the people who killed us." Then each believer received white clothes. God told them to wait for a short time more. They must wait until other believers on earth also died. These believers are also servants of God. God will wait until people kill those believers too. Then the number of them will be complete. I watched again. I saw the Lamb open the sixth seal. Then the ground shook with a great earthquake. The sun became black like thick black cloth. The whole moon became red like blood. The stars in the sky fell to the earth. They fell like fruits fall from a tree when a strong wind blows. The sky divided into two parts. It rolled up like a piece of paper. Every mountain and every island moved away from its place. Then everyone on the earth hid themselves. They went to the mountains. And they hid among the rocks. And in holes in the rocks. Everyone tried to hide, even the kings and the rulers. The soldiers' leaders, the rich people, and other powerful people, all went to hide. Everyone hid, whether they were slaves or free people. They shouted to the mountains and to the rocks, "Fall on us and cover us. Hide us, so that the one who sits on the throne cannot see us. Also hide us from the Lamb, who is very angry with us. Their great day has come. They will punish us because they are so angry. Nobody will be able to escape."